Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. Caught, what's going on, y'all? And welcome back to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. Yeah, I'm back again. As if you haven't noticed or if you haven't got the news yet, I got another podcast, strictly everything, not baseball. So that means everything in the world that I come across. So this is baseball, though, because baseball is coming back. And I got some things to discuss with you today. We're going to keep it short. I hope. But the things that we're going to talk about today are the effects of coronavirus economically to baseball. Then comeback of the season. Then, the setup of season, then what else? I had a couple things. Oh, let's go with Instagram. Baseball pages. As you hear me writing it down. All right. So, I will start with the effects of the coronavirus economically on the game of baseball. The way the what happens now is that contracts are going to be changed. If fans are not allowed in, if fans are not coming in, then we're not going to be getting the large contracts. So in my advice to players, they should be taking contracts now based on effects of the coronavirus. For example, you got a stud player that's looking at a $300 million contract. In normal times. Well, he should make a contract that says, according to the next several years with Corona, I'm going to need this and this and this because I need to protect my family and my community. Then I'm going to take this amount of money. And that money is going to be significantly less. And then after Corona, if my performance continues to do what it does and I continue to do what I'm doing, we have to revise and revamp contracts. We have to revise and renegotiate contract going forward after the pandemic. So that's what you're going to have to talk about. The MLB, they need the season to go through. A lot of players need the season to go through. I'll tell you why. Because players need one season of service time, because then free agency, for example, Chris Bryant, Chicago Cubs, if he doesn't play this season, that means he's got an extra season. So, which he would have been a free agent after the year 2021, he would be the free agent after the year 2022. That's significant. But again, contracts in this day and age are going to be difficult. They're going to be difficult, and that's what you got to know as a player and as an agent. You know, you cannot go backwards and say, well, we're going to do business as usual. You can't do business as usual. Not now, at least. You should have a clause in where fans start coming back to the game, contract needs to be renegotiated. And that should be in there. Like, you know how you got no trade clause? You should have contract renegotiation clause after the coronavirus, after the fans come back to the game. It's that simple. It should be put in there. And, you know, these agents are going to have to be creative. And that's how you can get deals done today. With all that stuff, you get deals done today. And then work around, you know, work around the absence of games, the absence of that revenue, the absence of concessions, of memorabilia, of shop, sales at the club shop, you know, tchotchkes and knickknacks selling, all that stuff, you know, raising money with the 50-50 raffle. One of the biggest fundraisers in the world is that 50-50 raffle at every ball game. You know, those kind of things. Parking. You know, all the expenses that it takes to run a baseball game. All that stuff is gone. And you cannot do any of that stuff until your fans come back. It's just that simple. Then, you know, revenue sharing happens. You know, clubs are not going to be making as much money as before. So the Cubs and Yankees are on the same wavelength as the Royals and White Sox and Indians and Blue Jays. They're all making the same amount of money. So now revenue sharing changes. There's a lot of things that change. A lot of things that are going to change economically because of this. And MLB has to do the right moves. They have to take care of those right things. Then, you know, that's what it's going to be the effect of in the coronavirus. And that's far more important than the season. The season is important to be playing for players. The organizations are going to have to think about the off season and how they're going to make their bones and what they're going to do because they have to get it done. The off season is going to be hectic. There's not going to be any kind of projections. I mean, if they do projections, that'll be just plain out stupid. But they're going to try to project this and project that. Can't do it. They got to do something about make Corona clause or renegotiation clause, etc. You know, so and it's a big deal. And again, there's stadiums being built. The stadium in Texas, that's losing revenue. It's plumbing, it's plummeting, the you know that stadium. It's a real problem. But you got to get overcome it. MLB should already gotten tests. They should have antibody tests. They should have the other tests with the swabs. They should have tons, and they should be getting more and more and more. They want to be this uppity, you know, righteous group. Saying, oh, you know, the public deserves a test first. But the governments, the local governments are not giving it to the public. They're charging the public. And you can only get tested if you have symptoms. So MLB, you want to do something for the public? Go get your test. Secure your tests. So then that way you can play baseball for us. That's just that simple. It's just that simple because we're not getting it. We're not getting it. And there's no vaccine coming soon. And I'm afraid that that's going to be the only thing that's going to lead fans back into the stadium. Even if they open it up for fans, fans are not going to go back in. They're not. And that's a problem. But, I mean, we have to step up. MLB has to step up in that regard, and it will change a lot of things. You have to be a pioneer here. You can't think that you're going to get leadership from the local governments, from the commissioner's office, from the president of the United States. You're not going to get any kind of leadership from them. So let's just move on. Let's make it happen, and let's educate. You catch the virus through the mouth, nose, and ears. So let's go. Do the right thing, you know, from April to early June, these guys are playing with a mask on anyway because they're so cold. They might as well make one that is dry fit, that has the ventilations, and they're wearing it all year round, okay? We can play the game of baseball. Let's get it going. The season coming back, the season should be coming. Well, there was a report that June 2nd is going to be the second training session, training camp, spring training. And that's going to go all the way to July. And July 1st will be the first week, opening day. But I think it should be sooner than that. You don't need a month. These guys don't need a month. They about 3 weeks tops. Get that work in. Get those muscle moving. You know, figure out how you're going to administer tests. Figure out what you're going to do. And then therefore, you got the season going. I think they should clearly get it done a lot quicker than that. The season is set up where it's just going to be one league. No American League, no National League. And the thing is they have to do it that way because they want teams to stay in their center. So Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, Twins, White Sox, Indians, Braves, they're all going to stay in the Central. In the East, you're going to have Twins, Marlins, Pirates, Yankees, Red Sox, you know, those teams. So, and then in the West will be the Western teams. Nobody changes. Only the Braves go where the Cubs are, and the Pirates go where the Yankees are and the Mets are. So that's it. But everybody's going to have a DH. You're still going to be playing the rules, three batter rule for reliever. It's going to make for exciting baseball. It's going to be a sprint. It's going to be wonderful. I expect it to start before July. No questions asked. No doubt about it. I'm going to be expecting that. And I'm going to be here, right here, talking to you guys about it every day. The other thing is I have tons and tons of tickets. I need to get my refunds back. I know the apps and the third-party groups that I buy my tickets from, they're trying to give me credit. I'm like, no. You're going to have to give me money. And the other thing is MLB at bat. I'm going to, you know, Apple, I buy my MLB at app, MLB at bat subscription from them. They're going to have to figure a way to rent, give it back, figure out how they're going to prorate it, because it's no longer $21 a month for 6 months. It should be, you know, cut down at least 2-3 months. So we'll figure it out. I haven't grown a stink yet, but they'll hear my 2 cents if they continue to charge me. Also, I got some Instagram baseball pages that I follow that are amazing, and I want to talk about those right now. It's Bush League 101, and this guy is cool. He does a lot of stuff. He'll say stuff as like, I hope everybody's having a good day except that little bitch Jose Altuve. He does a thing that day 53 of no baseball. Locked myself out on the patio just to feel what it's like to get stranded on deck again. So, he's a good follow. Bush League 101. Catchers Only is another good follow. They have some great stuff on there, just all about catchers. MLB, of course. Another one is Baseball_Lifestyle101. So that is going to be, I think they go as BL101. Real good stuff there. This one is MLB_Lo_Mejore. And that's the Spanish MLB Lo Mejore. So MLB_LO_MEJOR. I also have, I'm trying to think, there's Baseball Lifestyle, Bush Leaguer, and there's a couple more. Oh, 5-Tool Baseball, that's 5, the word 5, Tool, T-O-O-L, and then BSB. And that's a Texas publication,
and they do a lot of high school baseball out there, and they show you about prospects, and it's real good. And then I have, it looks like it's it. Yeah. There's a couple more they don't always post, but yeah, that'll be all that's there. But yeah, I mean, that, you know, when you're going through these Instagrams, and I don't do no Facebook stuff, I try to follow baseball pages, baseball groups on there. It just doesn't work. You know, they get on there, they start throwing some, you know, people start getting bored and they start doing some other stuff. And I'm just not a Facebook fan. I'd rather just stick with Instagram. It's to the point. Facebook's got just a lot of stuff going on. I don't know how, but you know, you need a, I need a business page on there. So you got to have a personal. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. Barely interact, maybe once a week. So Instagram, it's where it's at. I kind of do a lot of stuff on Instagram, and I'll find some more baseball pages that I'll follow, and I'll put them out here. But there's some good, and it's a lot of great stuff. There's a Hall of Fame page too that I follow. That's really good. I mean, they show you clips of old school baseball. I mean, it's just great stuff. So yeah, check them out. When you get a chance, get on Instagram, check out all those baseball plugs. And we'll see what happens. I just hope that the MLB is understanding that they can continue life. That's all I want. And if they can't continue life, don't continue life because of political correctness. Stop or adjust or make the adjustments accordingly based on facts, not on projections. Based on facts, based on the fact that, oh, coronavirus got into a clubhouse. Coronavirus, you know, a staffer got affected and he passed it around. And now the whole team, that's a fact. Now you can't start then. You know, get an understanding of what would be vulnerable to baseball players. Who has asthma in the league? Who has medical conditions that can make them more vulnerable? The elderly, who of those are the elderly? The owners' families, grandfathers, fathers of these ball players. Find out things, ask questions. That's how you get in front of it. Don't make decisions based on projections, please. That's the show today. Kept it short and sweet. And remember, frame and claim. That's what we do here. We frame and claim. So, you know, let's get it going. I'm going to let you go with a couple tunes. And, enjoy your day. Remember, I'm going to be back. I'm going to be doing my thing. I'm going to publish. As soon as baseball comes in, I'm publishing probably 2 times a day. One time a day for sure. So check it out. Good to hear from you. Good. Thank you for allowing me into your ears. Troublemaker, never up to no good. You were the perfect all-American girl. Wouldn't touch me even if you could. But you were sneaking out your window every night, riding shotgun in my car. We go to the river and find a spot, and we probably went a little too far, just a little too far. Cause I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen. And I got a job. I was working at 9 to 5, dreaming of the days when you were in my arms. I'd never felt so alive. I spent my days working, spent my nights drinking, howling at the moon, screaming for the day.